What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we are going to do a bit of a retro review. We're going to look at one of the classic Disney animated shorts, Plane Crazy, which came out a long time ago, black and white. Watched it twice last night and was a little bit like, yeah, because he was Plane Crazy, because there's, it's like, you can, this is such a different era. I mean, you can, I mean, watching it on my great big, like, it's 50-inch plasma or LCD, and you can see all the lines and how messy it is. I judge, but it's hard to imagine that when this came out at cinemas, people would have been just breathtaking of how amazing it was. And sort of watch it back, and it was this kind of weird thing of them just, they build a plane and they get on it, and there's some hijinks, and then it's over, and it didn't really go anywhere.
Building a plane might be overselling what they did. Yeah. So I do enjoy it because I am a pilot. Well, let's say a lapsed pilot. I haven't flown in a number of years, but I do have a license. And yeah, this is not an accurate representation of flying at all. But anyone who expected...
Yeah, you mean you can't just stand there and have a full conversation in the middle of air hanging behind while the plane's here and you two just like doing this. And then suddenly go, oh, the plane's there. I better grab onto it. I mean, it was
I mean, I tried doing it a couple of times in an actual plane, but no, you can't use a dog as an engine. We're not talking like a hamster wheel. We're talking like he corkscrewed the dog. But it was a fun little short. It's not quite as out there as Steamboat Willie was, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, but it's definitely, you can definitely tell the animators of the era, not just the Disney ones, but all animators in that time frame were just like, all right, you know, you've got movies over here with real actors and real people and they can do real things. Let's just go as far the other way as we possibly can. This is going to be Mickey. He's going to build a plane. He is going to model himself after Lindbergh, and he's going to want to fly, but the plane's not going to work, so he turns his car into a plane, and sure, that completely works. It turns into a plane. He's able to extend it and hammer a bit out, and then minis all want to fly, and it was really stupid, but it was fun.
The thing is as well, what I thought was quite funny was watching back these ones, like Plane Crazy, is kind of reminds me of that sort of that Looney Tunes era of what I used to remember as a kid. And these kind of have that feel to them because short, precise, bonkers, but also simple. And this is what people think of, what especially older people tend to think of cartoons as. You know, they are short little, stupid little things that make you laugh. That was always something that they watched before something else or part of it. You know, they would go cinema on. It has got that kind of classic feel to it. I think the thing is Disney, they moved away from this. You know, once they got into their bigger movies and stuff, they kind of left that, and Looney Tunes kind of took that up. So that's in my view. These felt like Looney, because that's what I grew up watching, was that had that feel to it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I think obviously since this came first, a lot of the Looney Tunes was influenced by this, because a lot of the animators and the voice actors who worked on Looney Tunes and the Hanna-Barbera cartoons they grew up watching these kind of things. But it is important to remember, Disney did have the Merry Melodies as well, so they did continue doing this. But even in those, you can kind of see them slowly becoming slightly more and more sane. I mean, we're not talking like ultra realism here at all. We're still talking about like Pluto chasing chipmunks around a tree who are trying to shovel acorns into his doghouse and stuff like that. So it's not exactly serious stuff, but yeah, you can definitely see a progression from this just like absolute crazy, whatever goes kind of thing into a more controlled kind of cartoon. But yeah, I said it in the Steamboat Willie review, but I'm going to say it here too. If you've played Cuphead and you're thinking, oh, this is a quaint style. No, this is where that comes from. This is where that art style and that just off the walls bonkers, anything goes nutso presentation comes from. This right here.
Yeah. And also, I mean, I know as well, like with like the music and stuff, of obviously they use some classic music while they're in it, but also little tones and stuff, which I think over the years you're hearing in like when you're at the theme parks, when you're playing video games, when you're, you know, they include them in bits. So it's very, very, it felt familiar. but I know I've never seen that one. And the thing is, I've seen, you know, there's been plain crazy figures and Bionimations and Pop Binos and all this kind of stuff that I've got. You know, I've got merchandise from this short, and it's like, I actually didn't think I'd ever watched it, because it's, you know, Disney been kind of, you know, pushing over the certain big, like Mickey Mouse 90th anniversary and all these shorts and stuff. But it's nice to sometimes go back. And you know, this short, if you watch, it's completely there on YouTube. You can go watch it, and I'm sure it's going to be on the Disney streaming service and stuff as well. But you know, it's great to see these things so easily available, you know, these classic ones. And it's definitely something I think we're going to continue to be looking at, these, especially during Mickey 90th anniversary. You know, it's just fun to go back and like look at back at something, like, and it's just very good.
It is. And I will say, I have seen this one before. I actually saw it at the Disney parks. It is part of the marquee, which is on Main Street in the Magic Kingdom. There's a little thing that you can walk to. It's right on the right, like about, I don't know, halfway down Main Street before you get to the main open area. And they show six little shorts. And I mentioned in the Steamboat Willie review that I didn't think Steamboat Willie was in there. It is actually in there, at least according to reports. But I'm going to kind of, you know, forgive myself for that, because at the time, you know, you're expecting Steamboat Willie to be on a boat, and half of the half of that has absolutely nothing to do with it. On the other hand, Plane Crazy is very clearly marked. It's one of the ones on the right side as you go on in. It's only 6 minutes long, so it's on a constant loop. If you want to watch it and you're going to the parks, it's right there. It's a nice little break that you can take, or whatever. And of course, like you said, it's on YouTube. It's readily available. They're not trying to hide this one. Yeah, it's 6 minutes of your time. Might as well give it a look.
But so we'd love to know what you guys think of this one here. So comment below. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Also remember to hit that subscribe button if you are on podcast or on YouTube. Where can they find you, James?
If I mean heroiclegacy.com.
Guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later. Later.